This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. It's been announced the leaders from the mainland and Taiwan are scheduled to meet in Singapore on Saturday. The mainland's Taiwan Affairs Chief saying the upcoming meetings between Xi Jinping and Ma Ying-jeou is a milestone for cross-strait relations. Zheng Jiujun, head of the State Council's Taiwan Affairs Office, saying the meeting marks a breakthrough in direct exchange and communication between the two leaders. Zheng Jiujun saying the meeting will also help enhance cross-strait ties, consolidate common political grounds, push forward peaceful development, and safeguard peace and stability in the region. Chinese lawmakers have ratified the creation of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. The National People's Congress Standing Committee has green-lighted the AIIB agreement at its current bi-monthly session this Wednesday. The document itself outlines the financial share each founding member has to put in, as well as rules on policymaking, the bank's governance structure, as well as its business and operational systems. The Chinese-backed AIIB, meant to help finance infrastructure across Asia. The Chinese government says it regrets the failure of ASEAN defense ministers to issue a planned joint declaration following their sessions this week in Malaysia. China's defense ministry says it had reached a consensus with Malaysia and other ASEAN countries about the content of the document. However, the Chinese side says some individual countries outside the region attempted to forcefully add content not discussed during the meeting into the declaration. The Chinese statement does not say which side affected the declaration. This year's ASEAN defense ministers meeting has included the 10 countries in the ASEAN grouping, as well as China, Russia, the United States, and Japan. China's defense minister issuing a new call for the United States not to take any further action that threatens Chinese sovereignty and security. Chang Wanchuan making the statement while meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter on the sidelines of an ASEAN defense minister meeting. In making the statement, Chang Wanchuan says the move last week by the U.S. Navy undermines regional peace and stability. He also says the Chinese people and military will not allow anyone to infringe on China's sovereignty and interests. The U.S. Navy sailing one of its ships within 12 nautical miles of Chinese-controlled territory in the Nansha Islands without prior approval from the Chinese side. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing rebuffing earlier reports, which was said to confirm the creation of a Shenzhen-Hong Kong Stock Connect system. HKEX says it is in discussions with the mainland side connected to the establishment of the Shenzhen program. However, it says a final agreement has not been reached. This comes after the mainland central bank governor Zhou Xiaotuan posted a report suggesting the new Connect system could be up and running before the end of this year. Head of the PBOC being quoted saying the Shenzhen Stock Connect, along with the Shanghai Hong Kong Stock Connect system, further proof the mainland capital markets have been opening up to the outside world. The Shanghai Hong Kong Stock Connect system was set up last year, which allows traders from the mainland and Hong Kong to trade shares listed on both exchanges. Chinese Ministry of Culture launching a three-month campaign against internet cafes open to minors, campaign targeting businesses in city outskirts and rural areas with a focus on severe violations, such as allowing minors to stay overnight with doors and windows closed to avoid detection by authorities. Comes on the heels of three teen suspects in Hunan being found hiding in an internet cafe after killing a teacher. The three teenagers have been detained. The internet cafe itself has been ordered to suspend operations. A new Chinese communication satellite has been put into orbit. The ChinaSat-2C satellite is going to help increase radio and television coverage of Chinese broadcasts. Satellite itself is owned by the China Satellite Communications Company. The U.S. State Department has announced that it's going to continue its review of the proposed Keystone XL pipeline. The project itself would bring oil from Canada's oil sands in the province of Alberta to refineries in the United States. Statement comes despite a Canadian company's earlier request for a pause in the review process. The $8 billion U.S. dollar Keystone XL project proposed to go from Canada through the states of Montana, South Dakota, to Nebraska. There, it would connect to existing pipelines carrying more than 800,000 barrels of crude oil a day to refineries along the U.S. Gulf Coast. The project has been delayed for years as the Democrats and environmental groups in Washington say it could worsen climate change. Republicans, however, insist that it will create jobs and enhance U.S. energy security. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.